Campus FM gli presenta Il Senato alle Storie. Produzioni e presentazioni da Emanuel Buttigieg, filmché Maliam Gauci.
Nil-għaw l-SMI għal-programmi ħor il-sena tal-istoria, jina li jimgawċi wara l-mikrofnu ma' Manuel Buttigieg. Il-lum nibdow bħassoltu bil-ktib tal-ġurnata, il-ktib tana, il-lum huwa ktib li kien klassiku ta' vera, kull student tal-istoria l-Università kellu dan il-ktib, huwa ktib importanti ħafna. Hospitalier Malta, 1530-1798, Studies on Early Modern Malta and the Order of St. John of Jerusalem, edited by Victor Mallia Milanes. Dan huwa ktieb li ġie publikat fis-sena 1993 l-ewwel darba, imma huwa ktieb li għandu ħafna papers li huma essenzjali biex inti tifhem ejja ngħidu il-perjodu tal-kavalliri f'Malta. Huwa il-papers hemm ħafna li jiena kont nuża ta' kont student u għadni l-lum nużom u ġili anka jibqgħu reference point u jisom artikli terġa' taqrom biex jisu to jog your memory biex terġa' titħol fis-suġġett. Nibda mill-artiklu ta' Salvatore Bono li kiteb ħafna fuq in-Navy tal-Ordni ta' San Juan u fuq il-Kursara li jisimha Naval Exploits and Privateering. Hemm l-artiklu tajjeb ħafna bħala introduzzjoni ta' Malta. Kif kienet Malta fl-1530 xinġow il-kavalliri. U artiklu ta' Stanley Fiorini fejn jitkellem kif kienet Malta fl-1530. U hemm artiklu ieħor u ħaniqaf inparla u nħalli fidejk Manuel. L-artiklu interessanti ħafna ta' Alain Blondy kif ir-relazzjoni bejn Malta u Franza waqt ir-revoluzzjoni. Eżatt, Malta and France 1789-1798, The Art of Communicating a Crisis, u artiklu importanti li ħejji t-triq għal suġġett li naħseb għadna qatt ma ġi diskussow f'Malta li għad baqa' ħafna xogħol li jsir fuq huma l-artiklu ta' Blondy huwa essenzjali biex tifhem dan il-perjodu.
Naħseb in-natura tal-volum tirrifletti ħafna n-natura tal-editur tiegħu, il-Professor Victor Mallia Milanes, li dejjem kien jgħidilna meta konna studenti għadu fil-fatt l-importanza tal-kuntest. Illi xejn ma jagħmel sens jekk ma tarax fl-istampa aktar wiesa. Tiegħu. U fil-fatt dal-volum, is-subtitle għasab għandikattiv ħafna, x-subtitle huwa studji dwar Malta u l-Ordni ta' San Juan. Mela allura kull studju qed jipprova jpoġġi l-istituzzjoni u l-gżira f'kuntest. Kif tgħid inti hemm min għamilha minnaħa tal-kursar, hemm min għamilha minnaħa tar-relazzjoni turbolenti ma' Franza f'dawk is-snin.
Minnaħa tal-arti.
Minnaħa tal-arti. U importanti ħafna hija l-introduzzjoni li kiteb stess Victor Mallia Milanes ta' kważi 40 paġna li nibqgħu mmorru lura għaliha għax hija letteralment u jsemmiha fil-fatt Introduction to Hospitalier Malta u dak li hi fil-fatt hija introduzzjoni wiesa però fl-istess ħin suċċinta xi tfisser din l-idea ta' Hospitalier Malta, x'kien id-dinamiżmu ta' dal-post fil-epoka partikolari. Għalija hija an essential starting point għal-kull min jitolgħid.
100%.
L-oħra li jintolqodni ħafna naturalment hija l-paper ta' Franz Ċappara għajna miegħu fl-ewwel sensiela. Għalija almenu l-ewwel introduzzjoni għal Johnny Colomuscat dal-famuża figura li Franz Ċappara jaħdem fuq u anki oħrajn huma
interessati. Ara, kif għedna fil-bidu u naħseb ħanibqgħu ngħidu fuqha, huwa essenzjali li inti biex tifhem l-Ordni ta' San Juan f'Malta u Malta f'dak il-perjodu importanti li tara dan il-ktieb. Sempliċiment ngħidu l-artiklu ieħor għax Stanley Fiorini għandu tnejn żewġ artikli f'dan il-ktieb hemm fuq id-demografija. L-urbanization, it-titlu huwa Demographic Growth and the Urbanization of the Maltese Countryside to 1798 huwa importanti biex tkun taf kif evolvi din il-popolazzjoni minn ftit eluf għal popolazzjoni kbira ħafna fis-seklu 18. Nistednukom biex taqraw dan il-ktieb u jkun parti mill-librerija tagħkom. Thank you.
Nil-qaw l-ura l-semmija ta' Campus FM għal-programm Is-Sena tal-Istorja ma' Emmanuel Buttigieġ u Liam Gawċi. Naddu issa biex nintqaw mal-mistiedna tal-lum. Bi pjaċir nil-qaw l-Dr. Valentina Burgassi li għada friska temmet l-studji ta' dottorat tagħha. Li ma' dottorat ġabitu kemm il-Politecnico ta' Torino kif ukoll mill-Università ta' Sorbonne, Parigi. Bdiet l-istudji tagħha fl-arkitettura u hija fil-fatt ukoll perit Masters mill-Politecnico ta' Torino u għandha interess partikolari fil-wild kulturali u l-pajsaġġ. It-teżi tad-dottorat tagħha ffukat fuq stili arkitettoniċi Taljani li bdew jaslu Malta matul is-seklu 16 u kif dawn bdew iħallu impatt fuq l-iżvilupp bikri tal-Belt Valletta. Valentina, thank you for accepting our invitation. It's our pleasure to have you here. Why did you start studying history? What got you interested in the subject?
I would like first to thank you both for inviting me today. It's a great pleasure to be in Malta again for this interesting experience and to continue my research. Well, I had a great passion for history since I was a child. During the primary school, I've already decided I would have become an Egyptologist, because the history of ancient Egypt charmed me so much that I started learning hieroglyphics my own. Nevertheless, I think my passion for history in general came from my family and my education. My mother is a teacher of Latin and history, and she usually told me the Greek myths, the events of the Roman Empire, and so on. My parents came from Florence, the cradle of Renaissance, and I really grew up with an important perception of art and cultural heritage. Every year I spent my summer times with my family at Marina di Pietrasanta, a little town on the Tuscan coast, at the house of my grandmother, and I usually went on day trips visiting the town nearby as Seravezza, where Michelangelo worked the marble, the most famous Pisa and Lucca, but also Pietrasanta and Certaldo.
Well, that sounds very nice.
Valentina, it seems that you are surrounded by history.
Yes.
So, obviously, when you were growing up, apart from all the history that surrounded you, was there somebody at university that inspired you, a teacher, a professor that really, you know, stuck in your memory and inspired you to go on to greater things?
Well, I think my passion for history was a decisive factor in my professional training during the years of the high school because of my teachers. It is thanks to this first training that I decided to pursue the historic studies and to sign me at the Faculty of Architecture at the Polytechnic of Turin. This topic has enormously fascinated me, that I went deeper into the knowledge of history of architecture even after my graduation, with the occasion of the specialization in cultural heritage and landscape. I'm very grateful to the professors of history of architecture of the Polytechnic of Turin, and particularly to Professor Chiara Devoti for inspiring me and encouraging me in the study of the military orders for my PhD thesis. I'm also grateful to Professor Sabine Frommel from the École Pratique des Hautes-Études in Paris, who guided me with her remarkable contribution, making me more and more enthusiastic about art history and architecture.
So it's always very important to have people who inspire you, know, along the way.
Obviously.
Yes.
Now you've just completed your PhD. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What would you consider the most exciting thing or that you had to study, or the most exciting thing that, you know, got you really, really mm-hmm. passionate and interested in your,
yes,
in your
thank
during
you
your
for
PhD?
This question is quite interesting. My research project deals with a special state, the Order of St. John of Jerusalem in the modern age, and it aims to fill the knowledge gap about the property choices of the Order of St. John during the Maltese period. The historiography about the events of this order during the Middle Ages is remarkable. Nevertheless, the research of knights' history during the modern age is full of gaps, partly due because a lot of documents were lost before the order arrival in Malta in 1530, and partly because the sources are today dispersed in the state archives all Europe. From hence, the opportunity and the scientific interest in an organic project which intended to reconstruct the origin and the transformation of the architectural and territorial properties of the hospitalers during the modern period, from an international point of view. The lack of a systematic study about the presence of the order, which has spread internationally, especially in the Maltese period in Italy, underlines the necessity, I think, to study the original sources from two different points of view and with a renewed critical overlook. So I try to analyze the territorial heritage of the order, consisting on commanderies and hospitals, and then extended my point of view to the scale of architecture. So by analyzing the central stage of the order, Valletta, including the auberges, that's to say the knight's headquarters, as you know, for each tongue.
I see.
In particular, I tried to give my contribution by studying the relation existing between the Grand Masters, the Popes and the Italian princes to the end of the 16th century, and how they find a direct confirmation in their architectural feature too in Valletta.
So you were using various archives to create this whole thing. A lot. But can you tell us about what kind of archives were you studying? It took you probably all over Europe.
Oh, yes, according to me, the archive is entrusted to preserve the documentary sources which enable men to learn their own history and the topography of places. Therefore, it's important to preserve memories of this heritage, still existent in our territories with the relevant traces. For this reason, the archival studies are a preliminary and essential condition in the research. In my project, I've tried to have a multidisciplinary approach for analyzing the complexity of this topic. This consisted on a cultural substratum of documents and architectural evidences. The documentary sources at a central level are preserved in the archives of Malta. For example, the National Library contains one of the most interesting collections of documents and books related to the history of the order, and the Magistral Archives in Rome. Besides, numerous secondary sources are today dispersed in the state archives of all Europe. Just to make an example, the collection of land surveys preserved in Turin is one of the most complete, as that in Florence. Thanks to the PhD joint supervision program of the Polytechnic of Turin, I also had the possibility to study in Paris at the French National Library, which contains lots of original manuscripts. In my opinion, architectural and archival sources allow to discover an important heritage and, at the same time, to analyze the international history of the order by the comparison with the European events.
So your research then brought you to Malta, but you're also saying Rome,
yes.
Torino, Paris, yes.
Florence.
It's a hard life.
Very hard life. It's complicated. PhD life.
Yes.
And now that your PhD is complete, and of course you'll be developing a book out of it and so on. Do you already have something else that you are working on?
Yes.
Or are you still on holiday?
Very normal. Not at all. Well, I spent the last 4 years working on my PhD thesis, and I've concentrated all my interest in the migration of the styles of the Renaissance in the capital of the order, Valletta. Now I continue my studies with a postdoc at the École Pratique des Hautes Études in Paris at Sorbonne, where I'm part of a research group, ISTARA, and which interests are focused on the history of art and architecture of the Renaissance period. I'm still studying the Order of Malta and the process of architectural style migration during the modern age. I'm also collaborating with my friend and colleague Valeria Vanesio, PhD student at Sapienza in Rome, and with a Maltese working team composed by the colleagues Maverick Spiteri and Daniel Borge in a project on land surveys both in Italy and Malta as evidences of the immense heritage of the order. So far, There's no systematic study for a reconstruction of the order settlement from an international point of view. This study would permit to understand the geographical extent of the order, its architectural typologies, with the intent to reconstruct the settlements in Europe, and also to sketch a geography of power, thanks to the Knight's properties.
Can you tell us a little bit more about... So you're looking at land in Malta and land in Italy, for example. That belong to the order.
Mm-hmm.
Are there differences, similarities? Is that something interesting?
I think there are many similarities, but it's different the way these land surveys are done in Italy and both in Malta, because there are different. There's the statutes. It's to say
the rules
for that, and it's different for what is done in Italy because of the regional
variations.
Variations, so on. It is interesting to compare the two methodologies, I think.
Even probably the type of stone being used here and being used in Italy makes a difference as well.
Yes, it's different, so it is interesting to analyze this migration during the period of the these engineers in Malta, sent by the popes and the princes and the dukes of the states of Italy. And
we're always hearing about Laparelli, so there were more. it wasn't only Laparelli coming over.
Not only Laparelli, but during the Renaissance period, there are more Italians, engineers, and then with the time of fortification, there are so many French engineers who worked here, and there are similar also with the French
designs as well.
It's very interesting.
So all this information that you are finding about these architects, so you find them staying here for a long time, or most of them do not stay here and go back home?
Usually they stayed here, but only for doing the project and
once
to verify that all the works well done. But then, firstly, Laparelli stayed a very short period here.
He was too busy to stay on the frontier in Malta.
Too busy, Civitavecchia in Italy and Rome and fortification for the Pope. So.
It was very important for him to go back.
Yes.
Did you find any information about the palace of Valletta and how it evolved? We know that it was a private house, and then Del Monte decided to take it over. Have you found any information about that?
Yes, I concentrate mostly to the Auberges here in Valletta, and with my colleague Valeria Vanesio we write a paper on the history and the archival history and architectural history of the Auberge of Italy, to reconstruct the history of this palace.
So originally the Grand Master Palace was going to be the Auberge of Italy?
Yes, that originally, yes, but
that was the site. And so the Grand Master, who was Italian as well, so he decided to change it.
Was more interesting than other sites for that.
Okay. So obviously, one of the most important skills of a historian is to be able also to read what is being written at the moment. Mm. What are you reading at the moment?
For work and fun as well.
We're lucky. Work is fun as well. It's no problem.
Besides some papers on the architecture of the Order of St. John's and the well-known treatise of Vitruvius, always on my nightstand.
That's an interesting nightstand.
Very interesting. Well, I recently read the book Illuminating Leonardo by Dr. Constance Moffat and Dr. Sara Taglialagamba, both professors at UCLA in Los Angeles. It's a tribute to Professor Carlo Pedretti, who was the most important Leonardo scholar of our time, that unfortunately is dead in January.
Passed away.
Yes, I found this book especially interesting because it's a comprehensive overview of the current state of Leonardo studies by short essays, and the reader, I think, is involved in the current state of the field on many areas of research. I think Illuminating Leonardo, this book offers a rich array of reflections on Leonardo's oeuvre, as visions, so water and earth, architecture and perspective, drawings and paintings, also anatomy, and so on. I particularly appreciate this book for its multidisciplinary approach that I think is very important today and in the study. All these things are so closely that they couldn't be separated. I really think that the subdivision of this book reflects the complexity of the interest on Leonardo. And next year it will be an important date for Leonardo studies because it's 500 years. Yes, okay. So
since his
it's that.
It's that. Okay.
It's an important anniversary to celebrate.
Yes.
I'm going to drag you a little bit back. Why Malta? Why did you choose to talk about this rock in the middle of the Mediterranean?
I think it was a very natural decision, because when I firstly approached with my professor Chiara Devoti to the religious order, it was natural to approach to the Order of St. John, because it's one of the most important ones, and I was most impressioned because when I was 13 years old, it was here, my first holiday.
Okay.
All alone with a group of students, without parents. So I was excited by all this magnificent island and its history.
Okay.
And so I thought, I have to return here.
You have to return, but, you have to study about the order.
But not studied at the time, I thought, but at the end, yes.
The end, you're back
yeah,
here.
I'm back
you're
to back study.
Okay. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Valentin, I think it would be interesting for our listeners if you could tell us a little bit more about your PhD.
Yes.
As well. So you looked at the Auberge d'Italie.
Yes.
And other auberges, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What's new to tell about these places? Because we as Maltese walk past them every day.
Every day.
We think of them today as ministries, perhaps museums. And we perhaps forget what they used to be, living places.
Mm-hmm. I think the auberges here are very interesting because of what they represent. Yes, for an architectural point of view, surely, because they are an example of the influences of the and the migration of style, of the Renaissance styles, but also of the mixed with the local tradition, with the local materials, the limestone, and that is quite interesting, I think, because all these engineers came here and studied this particular place, the site, the rocks, that is completely different from what we are
used to see in Europe. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, in Europe and also especially in Italy. So I think it's very interesting.
So it's a style, but it has to adapt.
To the country or to the new place. And I wanted to ask you, because some of the auberges still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were changed by the order itself, but others were destroyed. What happened there? It wasn't all easy to find to understand all these auberges.
Oh, it was very difficult, but that's why I usually work in team and with a multidisciplinary point of view. So you can be helped by archaeologists and the role of archivists and other historian or architecture, but because everyone has its opinion. It's interesting dialogue of all these disciplines.
And do you think that where the auberges are in Valletta, did that make a difference if this slang is more important than the other? For example, maybe I'm mistaken. Why the Auberge of Provence was in Republic Street, in the main street?
Yes, it's very interesting of the location because most of them are near to the bastion.
They're responsible.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so then they were a little replaced and enlarged. And it's very difficult to reconstruct the idea, the original idea
of the 16th century.
16th century, okay. Yes, because there are lots of documents lost.
Lost.
Yes.
Okay. And did you also study the chapels of each auberge, which they were taking care of, or no?
Some of that, especially Santa Caterina for the Auberge of Italy, and that's very interesting to her book.
It's going to be very, very interesting. We're looking forward to reading it.
Okay, we have time for one very quick last question. Well, you know, you're Italian, but you live and study in France. You come to Malta a lot. Mm-hmm. Why is history important in today's world?
In my personal opinion, action of enhancement can be separated from a knowledge project that includes the historical research able to identify the specificities of a territory and to discern its transformation over time. Cartography, preserved in the archives, for example, has largely demonstrated that to have an important role in recognizing the transformation of a cultural heritage and landscape that occurred in the centuries. The interesting thing in this kind of documentation mainly lies in the great amount of historical, topographic and toponymical information we can obtain, and also in the possibility to document the diachronic transformation and the heritage changes. Well, I think history is partly of our identity. Archival heritage is in itself a cultural asset as part of our history and represents the identity of people. Our heritage, both material and immaterial, is still present today in our landscapes as monumentum. The historical research shows how knowledge is necessary in order to avoid, sometimes unconsciously, the trace of an ancient presence deeply connected to the local history, but referred to a wider European history. To conclude, I think Dostoevsky said beauty will save the world. Well, I would add beauty and history, because both are essentials in order to recognize our identity and our landscapes, and we have to duty to defend and to preserve our historical and cultural heritage.
On the top.
I'm going to steal that. Beauty and history will save the world. So beauty and history will save the world. With that, I would like to end today's program. Thank you, Valentina, for accepting
our
invitation, and thank you for the lovely insights.
Fismi
ufisem Manuel, ringraziaukom tal kontradinti Simona.
Għadkom kan smajtu Is-sena tal-istorja bi produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Emmanuel Butiġiċ u Liam Gawċi.